You're with SBS Radio.
So nalalapit na pampederal na halalan, pipili ang mga mamamayan ng Australia ng kinatawan upang bumuo ng 46 na parlamento. Paano nga ba mapipili ang susunod na mamumuno sa Australia? Ang detalye sa ulat ni Amy Chen Yu Wang na isinalaysay sa wikang Filipino. Ayon sa saligang batas, ang Australian Federal System ay nahahati sa dalawa, ang pamahalang Commonwealth o Federal at ang anim na pamahalang State. Lahat ng batas ay binubot, ginagawa sa kapwa mataas at mababang kapulungan o House of Representatives at ng Senado. At matapos maipasa, ito'y nilalagdaan ng Gobernador General. Ayon kay Professor Rodney Smith mula Sydney University, malaking papel ang ginagampanan ng pamahalang federal sa politika sa Australia.
Primarily because it collects most of the money that governments get to spend in Australia. It spends a lot of that money on its own programs, but it can also say to the states and territories, we're going to give you some of this money back, but you have to spend it in a particular way. You have to spend it on roads, for example, or you have to spend it on education, or you have to spend it on hospitals. So the federal government is arguably the most important level of government in Australian politics.
Ang Senado, kilala rin bilang mataas na kapulungan, ay binubuo ng 76 na mambabatas, 12 mula bawat 6 na state at 3 naman mula sa 2 state. Pangunahing ginagampanan ng papel nito ang pagsusuri sa mga batas mula sa kasalukuyang pamahalaan.
The Senate often sends those proposed laws to a smaller group of senators, a committee, to examine them in more detail and ultimately decides whether or not it likes those proposed laws. It might suggest amendments, that is changes to those proposed laws, or it might say we don't like this law at all, go away and think about doing things a different way.
Ang mga senador ay manunungkulan ng 6 at kalahati naman ng mga senador ay ihahalal tuwing 3 kasabay ng pampederal na halalan. Muli, si Professor Rodney Smith mula University of Sydney.
When the men who wrote the Constitution in Australia in the late 1880s and 1890s came up with the idea of having a Senate, part of their idea was that the Senate would be a bit of a break on radical ideas, impulsive ideas that a government might have. So in order to do that, they decided that one good way of achieving that would be to have only half the members of the Senate elected at any one election.
Ang House of Representatives, kilala rin bilang mababang kapulungan o People's House, ay kasalukuyang binubuo ng 105 na mambabatas, ngunit madadagdagan ng isa sa halalan, bunga ng tinatawag na redistribution. Ang mga bubuo ng sangay na ito ay mula electorates na halos may kaparehong bilang ng populasyon sa kabuuang Australia na manunungkulan sa loob ng 3 termino. Ngunit maaaring bunga ng bilang ng populasyon, may ilang mga electorates sa syudad ang mas maliit kung ihahambing sa mga electorate sa rural na lugar kung saan mas malaki ang bilang.
Apart from representing geographical areas of Australia, government of the day is formed by the person who is able to gain a majority support within the House of Representatives.
Sa ngayon ay pinanghahawakan ng pamahalang koalisyon na pinamumunuan ni Punong Ministro Scott Morrison ang mayoriyan sa may 76 na pwesto sa House of Representatives, habang ang Partido Labor ay mayroong 69 na pwesto. Upang maipanalo ang pamunuan, ang partido'y kailangan makakuha ng mula 76 na pwesto sa House of Representatives. Ani Professor Rodney Smith, mahalaga ang ginagampan ng papel ng mga marginal seats sa halalan.
A marginal seat is a House of Representatives seat in which the two major parties, the Labor Party or the Liberal National Coalition, have reasonably even levels of support. If we think about there being 100% of voters in an electorate or a seat, then if, say, 51% of those support one party and 49% of those support another party, that's a very close election outcome. And so a marginal seat describes a seat with that kind of balance of support. So it could go to one party at one election and another party at the next election.
Kung makamta na magkabilang panig ang magkahawig na bilang na pwesto sa House of Representatives, maaaring magbunga ito ng tinatawag na hung parliament. Ang pinakahuling halimbawa ng halalan noong taong 2010, kung saan di nakamta na magkabilang panig ang kinakailangang 76 na pwesto upang makabuo ng pamahalaan, ito'y nagbunga sa pamahalang minorya ng Partido Labor na may suporta mula tatlong independenteng mambabatas at ng Partido Greens.
A hung parliament refers to a situation where maybe out of the 150 seats, Labor might have 72, Liberal National parties might have 72, which leaves 6 seats in the hands of independents and minor party MPs. So because the Prime Minister and his or her government has to have the support of a majority of members of the House of Representatives, it means that neither Labor nor the coalition in that circumstance can automatically form government. They have to negotiate with the independent MPs and the minor party MPs in order to form government.
Isa sa bawat apat na naninirahan sa Australia ay isinilang sa ibang bansa. At halos sa kalahati ng populasyon ay mayroong isang magulang na isinilang sa ibang bansa. Ngunit ang pagkakaiba-ibang ito ay di nakikita sa larangan ng politika sa Australia. Si Professor Rodney Smith.
Often parties pre-select candidates to run in elections who come from a relatively narrow group of people. Typically they'll be men, typically they'll be people who've worked in the professions, typically they'll be people who speak English as a first language and that's what they grew up doing.
Si Professor Rodney Smith mula University of Sydney. Si Professor Fethi Mansouri ay mula Deakin University. Siya ay nanunungkulang direktor ng Alfred Deakin Research Institute for Citizenship and Globalization. Naniniwala siya na kailangang magsikap ang mga partido politikal sa pagpapalawak ng bumubuo sa kanilang samahan at magkaroon ng representasyon ng iba't ibang mga kultura o lahi upang makalahok ito sa mga bagot lumalaking mga komunidad.
Until we start to see the demographic diversity that we have partially at least represented in the leadership structures that we are developing in Australia, there will always be a bit of a gap between political elite in this particular case and the electorates that they're trying to talk to. And there are a lot of issues that migrants are really, really interested in and care about. I don't think the government or the opposition, for that matter, or maybe some of the minor parties have been able to articulate those in ways that are accessible and understood easily by those communities.
May higit na 15.6 na milyong Australiano ang inaasahang boboto sa araw ng halalan. Ani Professor Mansouri, partikular na mahalagang lumahok ang mga bagong mamayang Australiano sa proseso.
And we want them to be able to understand the challenges that lie ahead for this country. Migration is a huge contributor to Australian society, both, you know, demographically, economically, culturally, socially, etc. But there are specific problems that do affect migrant communities. And if we are not ensuring that those communities are fully engaging in the political system, then we will have a big problem. And I think it's already there, but it will deteriorate and it will become even more of a challenge for us moving ahead.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.